It's great to be a part of Buffalo. It's great to be a sports fan here in Buffalo at the present time. I cannot remember a more exciting time to be a Buffalo sports fan than the present day. And some of the people that are responsible for that are here with us today, and Kim and Terry Pegula and the Pegula Sports Entertainment people. Thank you so much for being here with us. I got to tell you, I kind of got to come clean a little bit. When I do my job at CBS, I used to get Buffalo Bill games as a national broadcaster, and the Bills executives would always give me trouble because, you know, I was one of those guys, I kind of made fun of Buffalo when I was in the booth. You know, how Buffalo has only two seasons. There's winter and the 4th of July. You know, and how when they predict snow in Buffalo, they're always right. And I used to do that, and I had a reason for doing it. And the guys would tell me, why are you doing that? And I'd say, listen, if everybody knew what I knew about Buffalo, everybody would live here. And me doing that keeps the riffraff out of my town. So the riffraff I'm talking about. I don't want to take full credit for it, but, you know, John Bon Jovi and Donald Trump, you know, that's the kind of riffraff I'm talking about. I can't take full credit for those guys not being here, but, you know, we all do our part. So, in saying that, I just want to thank you once again for being here. I want to invite Jim Dentinger up to say a few things and some thank yous for all of you being here, and we'll move on right after that. Jim Dentinger, president of the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation.
Thanks, Steve. Continue to eat your desserts and enjoy the great food from Oliver's. Good afternoon, and let me add my official welcome to the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation 2015 Spring Luncheon. My name is Jim Dentinger, and I serve at the pleasure of the Board of Directors and the current president of the foundation. It has been 24 years since we hosted our very first luncheon in the spring of 1991. The proceeds from that initial luncheon we used for the athletic scholarships at the University of Buffalo, which has become a legacy scholarship that continues to grow. I'd like to add my personal welcome to Kim and Terry and Rex Ryan and to our event today to answer questions from our moderator, Steve Tasker. We are about to have a lot of fun, so get ready for that, and I'll get out of your way as soon as I can. Again, a big thank you to all our sponsors, our platinum sponsors, Pegula Sports Entertainment, gold sponsors, Ally Mechanical, Delaware North, Carmack Medical, LP Simonelli, and New Era Cap. Our silver sponsors, Dunn Tire, Employee, Hodge & Russ, Lawley Insurance, McGuire Development, and Uniland Development Company. We have 27 bronze sponsors supporting this year's luncheon, and they are listed in today's program. A round of applause for today's sponsors. I'd like to thank everyone who made this luncheon possible today. The foundation chairman, or co-chairman, Bill Cleary and Mike Majinski, give a wave at the head table. Our lunch planning committee, Don Boswell, John Cleary, David Kimmelberg, David Schutte, and special thanks to Bruce Popko from the Bills, who's out in London doing some tasks for, I guess, the game coming up next season. Our executive director, Scott Manigal, who has worked tirelessly to helping pull us up. Scott, where are you right now? You have a wave back in the corner there. Scott, thank you. Finally, Victor Trabuco, who designed and sculpted this beautiful glass award, which we're about to give away. The Buffalo Renaissance Foundation recognizes that our beloved city and region are experiencing a renaissance in so many ways. Major initiatives are well underway at Harbor Center, the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, including the move of University of Buffalo's medical school to that campus, Canal Side, development of our Outer Harbor, dozens of new downtown residential projects, the Fort Schuyler Management Corp's development of several nano and advanced technology hubs, including Solar City and IBM. The momentum is contagious. In our recent strategic planning session, our foundation discussed not just how to promote this growth, but how to take this momentum to the urban core, where many parts have not experienced the excitement, the job creation, and where our kids are not getting properly educated. From this retreat, we re-energized our mission and focused on four key initiatives: education, outreach, cultural tourism, and our loved military veterans. Our board members are committed to support these areas through our luncheon, which honors and educates, our fundraising through donations and special events, our ideas, and our connectivity to the community, plus our personal outreach and open issue discussions through our public forums. I welcome you to visit our website, which details many of the things we do, from our annual outreach to St. Luke's Mission, our sculpture initiative, our veterans luncheon scholarships, and annual gift giving, to name a few. Our aim is to find different areas where we can build more momentum, change lives, and improve our communities. Many of you might not be aware that our director dues actually funds 100% of our internal activities and administrative expenses. That allows all the proceeds from our two major special events, today's luncheon and our golf outing, which is September 2nd at Craigburg, please sign up, to be split 50-50 between next year's grant project appropriations and our endowment fund. That $1 raised through our fundraising efforts is spent on administrative costs, and that's the thing we're most proud of. Finally, I'd like to recognize our active and sustaining directors in the audience. If you could please stand and be recognized. Directors, sustainers, please stand. I now would like to ask Steve Tasper to come back up and talk about One Buffalo and the Pagula family.
Thank you, Jim. I'll just begin by giving you a brief synopsis of why we're honoring Kim Pagula and the Pagula family today. They realized a longtime dream, Terry and Kim, to become owners of the Buffalo Bill. It happened in October of 2014, and they're the second owners in the franchise's history. But of course, as you know, in addition to owning the Bills and the Sabres, there are other franchises they own as well, the Rochester Americans and also the Buffalo Bandits of the National Lacrosse League. All those entities were purchased in 2011. Terry's been an avid sports fan, and his connections to this region run deep. He lived in Buffalo during the Bills' championship years of the 90s. He held Sabres season tickets for 18 years. And not only do they own these franchises, it wasn't enough for the two of them. And that's why we're here today. In 2012, Terry and Kim looked to make an even bigger impact on the city of Buffalo. On August 29th, it was announced that the city had selected the Pagulas and their development team to develop and construct Harbor Center, a multi-purpose facility that sits directly across from First Niagara Center. It's the home of the Sabres. The Canal Side District has been refurbished and re-energized by this addition to the Harbor Center with two NHL-sized ice rinks. They're used year-round by Buffalo area hockey teams. The Harbor Center is expected to draw and will draw at least 500,000 people to downtown Buffalo during the course of this year. In the spring of 2014, together, the Pagulas expanded their business interests by forming the Pagula Sports and Entertainment Group, a multifaceted management company that includes 12 entities, and it's located in Buffalo, also has offices in Nashville and Boca Raton. And in addition to the Sabres, Amherst, the Bandits, and Harbor Centers, their portfolio includes a lot of sports and entertainment properties, including Black River Entertainment and Publishing. It's a country music label and songwriting studio based in Nashville. They also are the force behind Impact Sports Performance, that is a high-performance training facility for professional and amateur athletes with locations in Boca Raton, Florida, and also at the Harbor Center here in Buffalo. Ladies and gentlemen, these two people are committed to our region and to the things that we love most about being in Buffalo. Our sports teams, we love our sports teams, and we love each other. That's what makes us One Buffalo. They have five children: Michael, Laura, Jessica, Kelly, and Matthew. All are involved in it, and all are a part of the community and our community here. So I'd like to bring Jim Dettinger back up here to present this award to Kim Pagula and Terry.
Maybe just Kim. I think the first thing they said when they came up is they were humbled by the size of this crowd. I think that says it all about the Pagulas and what they mean to us in Western New York. But it's my distinct honor to present the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation Award to Kim and Terry Pagula and Pagula Sports Entertainment and One Buffalo. Never in Buffalo's history has there been a family so committed to a region on so many levels. Most people will talk about the Bagulas as the owners of the Buffalo Bills and Sabres and the Harbor Center complex, but their true love of our region can be seen every day in the creation of the One Buffalo campaign. The One Buffalo campaign provides an association and a link between the Bills, Sabres, the Bagulas, and the city of Buffalo. It's a celebration of the future of sport in Buffalo and the family who has invested so much in the city. It is intended to bring the community of Buffalo together as a representation of teamwork and a deeper connection between Buffalo sports teams and their fans. We're all moving in the same direction. One team, one goal, one community, one family, one Buffalo. Kim, please come up and accept the award on behalf of the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation.
Thank you. Terry and I are very, very honored to accept this award. Buffalo means a lot to our family. We're very honored to be able to give back in our way. It's meant a lot to us. Buffalo's given a lot to our family, and if we can, our way of just giving back a little bit in our small way, we're just very excited of what Buffalo is becoming, and we look forward with all of you to see what's going to be happening to Buffalo in the future.
We're going to ask Kim and Terry to come up and sit down along with Rex Ryan to come up. We're going to do a little bit of a panel discussion. We have a few questions submitted by you people in the audience, and I've been around Buffalo for coming up on 30 years, 29 years. And I was picked up. Wait till I say something really interesting before you clap. But I've been here 29 years, and I've obviously have been involved with the Buffalo Bills deeply since the day I got here. I got picked up overnight off waivers. I have never seen any coach, including Marv, come in here and get Buffalo the way Rex gets Buffalo. And I think that's one of the greatest gifts you've given us, and I appreciate it. And we're going to have this panel just to give you an idea, just to throw some questions at you and give people a chance to get to know you. And I guess I got to start with Kim, you, and Terry. I mean, the question is, and this comes from the audience, not from me, but how long is it going to be before we get an NBA team or Major League Baseball team? You're telling me. Yeah, man. Let me ask you, Rex. Now, you were coach of the Jets for 6 years, and nobody liked you.
Right.
So now you're here. What's been the most surprising thing for you about moving to Buffalo?
I think the big thing is, you know, first off, you're exactly right. My experience going through the tunnel, you know, in Buffalo is a little different than Terry and everybody else. And everybody waved at me. Oh, my goodness. It's not overwhelming. It's just been so awesome, though, that, you know, the fans are like, you know, we're glad you're here. And you have no idea how glad I am to be here.
Listen, believe I did two of your last four games in New York. I know how glad you are to be here.
Exactly. You're right, Steve.
I got to tell you, and that's one of the things, I got to tell you, I've told this story a couple of times. My crew did his games, the last couple of games, and, you know, the rats were running down the anchor rope to get off the ship. Rex didn't, and he had every opportunity to throw a lot of people under the bus and be a bitter about what his time was in New York and how it ended, and he never did that. And I got to tell you, he earned a lot of people's respect for that. And New York's a tough place to coach. It's a tough place to play, obviously, for a lot of different reasons. But I got to tell you, a lot of people that I've spoken to around the league, you earn their respect by the way you handled your exit there. And I got to tell you, when the head coach job in Buffalo came available, I got a text, and I told you this story 100 times. I got a text from one of my former teammates saying, you know, what's going to happen? Who are they going to get to coach the Bills? And I immediately texted him back, I'm all about Rex. And that was before he was on your list. I mean, you didn't call me when you wanted.
No,
but you saw what I saw. Tell us about. I mean, you're making such a huge impact here in this region, in the community in Buffalo, with One Buffalo, and everything. What is your vision for the Bills, for the Sabres, and One Buffalo, and this community? What's the best case scenario for you, and how will we see the changes take place in your vision?
The first step, I think, that was important, besides buying the Sabres, that was the feeling that brought to the city. It was great. But what happened when we bought the Bills, you just don't realize that people had been sitting on the edge of their seat for 15 whatever years, because I think a lot of people said, they're gone. If L.A. can lose their team, if Houston can lose their team, why will Buffalo keep their team? And that's why it was so great for us to win the battle to get the team. I think that in itself, if we did nothing else, just lifted the community up. But now we've got more work to do, right, Coach?
No doubt. Yes, we do.
We're all about being a first-class organization. Truth is, and Rex said the same thing about when he came to our interview, we really weren't into each other. No, Rex Ryan, I remember I made a comment, we have to talk to him, you know. Because I said, we're not going to get Rex Ryan to come here, especially after the ass kicking we put on you in that.
You know, Terry, those are two big ass kicking and reasons why I wanted to come here. That pass rush, it's funny, as Bud Grant used to say, if you want to be successful, as a successful football coach, three things you got to have. You got to have a loyal dog, you got to have a patient wife, and you got to have a great quarterback, not necessarily in that order. But I think he forgot about having a great pass rush and having a great running back and having weapons. So that's what we have. Everybody's so focused on this quarterback deal. But as Terry mentioned, I've been had my butt kicked a few times, but not as handily as I had it, kicked by the Bills last year. So I know the players that are here, the talent that's here. And that was funny, because that was a thing that obviously I got excited about, having the players already in place. And I can just imagine myself coaching this group. But it's really the other things that I think drew me so much to wanting to come to Buffalo. It's really the Pegulas. And, over everything else, yes, I grew up in Toronto, and I know the passion of this community. And I think I knew that more than the other people that applied for the job. So I knew what it was about, and I experienced it firsthand. But the thing about the Pegulas, it's not that they just want to keep, the Bills here in this community, because obviously that's a big thing. But their passion to bring a winner to this community is unbelievable. And I think that was part of it. You can't, as a coach, you're sitting back going, oh my gosh, this is a perfect scenario for me. Why? I want to win. Okay, I'm in a win business. I want to win, and I want to win it all. Okay? And also doing it in this type of community, but with these owners. That's the thing that impressed me more than anything else, and I would have walked there. I'll never forget, I came back. And I'm telling my wife, I want to go to Buffalo. And she goes, that's great. Tell me, because I told her about, meeting the Pegulas and Russ Brannon and Doug Whaley, our general manager. And I'm like, man, this is going to work. Somebody's going to be fortunate enough to get this job, and I want it to be me. And at the time, she was wanting another team, quite honestly. But what it was...
So do you have a good dog?
Yes. Yes, but I tell you, the thing that got me, though, was she wanted this because our son was an hour and a half away, so in college and things like that. But the more I talked about Buffalo, she goes, let's go to Buffalo. Let's go to Buffalo. And really, she was the one that came up with that. Clemson's an hour and a half from
San Francisco, yeah.
That was another one. I don't know where that other team was, but either way. But you know what? And they had a quarterback. But you know what? I won the right spot. This is the right spot, and we all knew it. And, you know, she was just so happy to be here. And I tell you what, we're going to win. And we're going to win immediately. This isn't one of those, you know, hey, look, the Sabres, I'm excited about the Sabres. You know, yeah, we're going to get this Eichel kid, you know, and I hope we get him. I hope the other team doesn't take him first, but we're going to get him. And I'm going to be right there with everybody else having my season tickets to the Sabres because I'm excited about them as a fan. But the Buffalo Bills are going to win, and we're going to win right now.
That's one of the most exciting things, too. Do you ever sit down? I know you do. It's now. I mean,
no doubt, and
there's no question that you got a lot of talent. As long as I'm not playing quarterback, we're gold. So,
what about it?
Kim, Terry, do you have timeline? I mean, the Sabres, everybody's on board with your plan. We loved it when you got up there and said that's the reason for their existence when you first bought the team. Do you have timelines for the effect that not only the Sabres and the Bills will have, but also One Buffalo? Do you have benchmarks of things you'd like to see happen in the development of this relationship between all these organizations?
Tomorrow? No? No?
That's exactly right.
To go back to what Rex was saying, I want to tell a story of how much Terry wants to win, because the patience is, you know, kind of something we always have to work on. So when we're trying to buy the team, buy the Bills, the last part was, you know, what's the number, what's the price? You know, so everyone's waiting on what's that blank number that we're going to put in the bid. And so we're all waiting for Terry for that magic number. And so he tells me, well, at this price, it's like an 80% chance. At this price, it's, you know, a 90% chance. But at 1-4, it's a 100% chance. And I'm like hyperventilating a little bit, you know? And he's like, I like my odds at 100%. So I'm like, okay, hon, 100% it is. So that's how much he wants to win. He likes that 100% odds. So, if we could do it tomorrow, we would like to do it tomorrow, win all the way. But we also have learned some things along the way, and we want to be sustaining winners.
So that was it for you. This was a do or die kind of scenario. You wanted this team with that team. I'm pointing at the Sabres table. You want the Sabres, you wanted the Bills, and now with this One Buffalo Foundation, the Harbor Center, you really had, I mean, it's easy to see. Do you think Buffalo is home more so than any other city?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so what about you, Rex? Are you home? I mean, is this? You better say yes, Powell.
You know I'm dug in. You know darn well I'm dug in.
Yeah.
But it's it is funny, and I'm finally in a house now. We don't have a whole lot of furniture, but we got walls. And we got we got two dogs. Rescue dogs. We got a fence, so that's good for that.
Yeah, tell me this. All right, so I want to ask you. You've had OTAs. Mm-hmm. You've watched our guys on film, and you had some background in playing the Bills twice a year and getting your head caved in.
Right.
So tell me about this season. When do you guys get started over at St. John Fisher? Tell me, give us a little thumbnail of where the team's at and in the immediate future, where you're headed.
Sure. I think, first off, we have our mandatory mini camp coming up next week. So that's the last three practices that we'll have in the off season. And then in late July, we'll move up to Rochester and go through training camp. And that's when the fun really starts, because that's when you get the pads on and all this type of stuff comes together. But believe me, our target is that, you know, our first game, we play, it's pretty good because we play, the way the schedule is, our first two opponents represented the AFC in the championship game. And I think that's going to be great because we'll get to mark ourselves up against the best that the AFC has to offer the first 2 weeks. And I think that'll be good when we beat both those teams. And I think it'll be, you know, I understand one team's playing without a quarterback or something like that. So
I'll give you a little idea of what the fans are thinking. If they're playing without that guy, it's okay if you really want to. You can beat them 200-0 if you really feel like it.
Yeah.
Well, nobody will call you on it.
What's funny is, you know, again, you know, yeah, in a way they ask, well, you know, do you wish Tom Brady was playing? No. I'd rather take that. I like the odds on what Terry was talking about. Next to playing against the Hall of Fame quarterback. But you know what? We'll get to take care of him in New England, too.
All right. Well, thank you, Rex. Rex, Kim, Terry, thank you so much for being here. Thank all of you for being here at the Buffalo Renaissance Luncheon this year. We thank you so much. It's an exciting time to be a part of the Buffalo community. And there's one sponsor that we didn't mention was Keller Technologies, a silver sponsor of this event. They really jumped up big, and we wanted to appreciate them as well. Thank everybody so much for being here. Thank you all. Good luck, and go Bills, go Sabres, and go Buffalo. Thank you.